What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
And how about the same thing in the middle of a peach?
Seed, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm, I would. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Wait.
A peach and the meat sticks to the seed?
Clear seed. And then there's a clear seed peach, and then there's a plum seed peach.
And what's the difference?
Well, clear seeds are pulled loose. This is all the main thing I want. I wish I'd got some of that.
No, thank you.
Oh,
gosh, this is delicious. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Green beans.
Green beans.
Okay. What are some beans that do have to be shelled?
Shelled beans are called.
Okay. What are some different kinds of those?
Well, there's one kind you grow, you shell.
Mm-hmm.
Another kind is what they call that pole bean,
uh-huh.
A bunch bean you strain.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you can eat?
Turnip, salad.
Okay. What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and eaten with your hand?
Roast.
Okay. What do you call a little animal but looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Is it an old flying squirrel?
Well,
mole.
Yeah, that's true. That description does fit a mole, but these things are usually brown.
This stays under.
Yeah, and these run on the ground, and they're brown. Little tiny things. I don't know if you have them around here or not.
I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
It's moles
here,
but
mole runs under the ground, makes them.
Yeah,
that's right. And they make these little. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. About to get what we used to call. I'm seeing
chipmunk.
Chipmunk, yeah. Now, what's a chipmunk?
It's a little red stripy thing that says, ain't about half, no, ain't half big a squirrel.
And they run along the ground, don't
mm-hmm.
they? Okay. What's a little animal that has a black, well, it's black and it has a white stripe in its back and it smells?
Okay. Civet cat.
Okay. What do you call a little thing that's about, well, it's not quite as big around as my fist, and it lives near the water, and it hops?
Good fowl. Okay.
And how about the same thing that lives on land?
Toad frog.
Okay. What do you call something that's littler than those things, but it's the same kind of thing, and sometimes they live up in trees?
Tree frog.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Red worms.
Okay. And let's see. What's do you know of some worms that are bigger than that are used for bait? Or are the red worms the biggest ones?
Red worms are all I know.
Grub worms.
Grub worms are bigger than red worms?
Yeah, they look short and
okay.
Big. I never seen them.
Oh, you've seen
people. Oh, they bring them out fishing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. Yeah, I remember
they're awful looking, aren't they?
We call stinging worms on sugarcane fodder and tall cotton. It is a stinging worm. What's he talking about, that double?